The Alaska Public Offices Commission has dismissed a complaint filed against the state of Alaska related to the education materials they have released outlining the state's predator control program. KBBI's Mike Mason has the story.
The complaint was filed on August 14th by the Alaska Wildlife Alliance, which is supporting ballot measure number 2 to further restrict the use of aerial hunting to control predators like wolves and bears. The complaint covered the materials the state has been producing, including the flyers released in early August. The Alaska Wildlife Alliance believes the state spent public funds to influence the outcome of next week's vote on ballot measure number 2. However, the Alaska Public Offices Commission ruled that the money was appropriated for the purpose of educating the public about Board of Game programs, including predator management. Valerie Brown is the Anchorage attorney hired by the Alaska Wildlife Alliance to pursue the APOC complaint. She says the commission found the timing of the flyers suspect.
But then they made a really narrow interpretation of the law about what is educational and what is nonpartisan and decided because the material doesn't say vote no on 2, that it was allowable.
In March of 2005, the Alaska Board of Game passed a resolution in support of a public education program on predator control, and they asked for an appropriation from the state legislature. The legislature approved funding in the amount of $400,000 effective in July of last year. However, a Fish and Game official testified that only about $150,000 has been spent thus far. Brown says the APOC ruling sets a bad precedent.
I think it's going to open it up for the state to be much more aggressive about the information they put out.
In their ruling, the Public Offices Commission concluded that the Department of Fish and Game had a directive from the state legislature to develop an educational program, including predator control. The commission further noted that in the booklets, brochures, and public radio ads, there was no express discussion of ballot measure number 2. Tim Berry is the communications director for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
The Board of Game did deliberately, in an effort it's been engaged in for about 6 or 8 months now, want to try to get some of the educational materials that our department has put together over the past few years out in advance of the election, knowing that there would be, you know, increased public discussion on these matters and wanting to make sure that we got some factual materials to people.
In their ruling that was released on Wednesday, the Public Offices Commission noted that while the timing of the publications appears to be suspect, the commission finds that the Alaska Wildlife Alliance did not prove by a preponderance of the evidence that the Alaska Department of Fish and Game intended to influence the outcome of an election. In Homer, I'm Mike Mason.